This is a paid advertisement for BetterHelp Therapy Online.
BetterHelp are supporting the podcast this month and they're encouraging people to say thank you to someone important to them.
Thank you, mammy.
Thank you, mammy as well. My mammy, not your mammy, my mammy as well.
Thanks, ma, and thanks, granny.
We should probably do that more, thanking people.
Feels good, doesn't it?
We could do a thanking ourselves too.
Maybe, yeah, from time to time. Thanks very much for everything.
To yourself.
To myself, yeah.
Well, you have to be good to yourself too, Darren.
We spent a few hours playing Rocket League last night. Does that count?
Well, I was more thinking something a bit more substantial.
Such as?
Well, therapy can be a good way to do that.
Do you think so?
Yeah. If you can find the right therapist, it can be great.
And BetterHelp is a good starting point.
Absolutely. It's all done online, so it's convenient for you, it's flexible, and you don't need to add to your worries by trying to make an appointment.
Handy number.
All you have to do is go to betterhelp.com/stall. And you get 10% off. Get on there, fill out a short questionnaire, and then they'll match you up with the right therapist for you.
Right, that sounds good. Thanks for that.
And they have over 5,000 therapists in the UK already. BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Let the gratitude flow with BetterHelp.com. Our listeners get 10% off the first month at betterhelp.com/stall. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/stall. STALL.
Thanks, ma. Thank you, ma'am. Thanks, everyone.
And yourself. Thank yourself.
Thank you, Darren. Thanks. Thanks for looking after yourself. Go Loud.
Will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
It's your favourite time of the week.
Is it your favourite time of the week?
It's the listener's favourite time of the week.
But not yours.
Not mine. No. Oh. I do like Mondays. I do like Mondays.
I don't like Mondays. Tell me why.
I do like Mondays.
Tell me why.
Anyway, it's the bonus episode.
Tell me why.
That's why people love it.
Tell me why.
Because it's the fucking bonus episode.
Owen.
And we listen. We listen
before
to you.
Before he starts coursing out of them, do you have any good questions for us?
I have some. Senor Ding Dong has been on again.
He's a favourite of us, one of our favourites.
He has a picture of, I presume that's him. He doesn't actually say, but he says it's Joe in a Bose bar. He doesn't tell me where it is.
And is it a photo of Joe?
Well, I mean,
let us see. Is that Senor Ding Dong?
This is just Joe's increasing.
That's some beard.
Increasingly public.
Isn't that some beard?
That isn't it.
Sturdy beard.
That is.
It's a sturdy beard.
That's how beard. That's how beard should be.
Mm. Yeah.
If you're gonna have a beard, have one of them.
He has his wallet in that beard.
He could hide Ant in there.
Yeah.
Point and everything.
Handbag. That's
Nagin.
Yeah. Bring a Nagin in anywhere with that. That's some beard.
Can we just talk about the beard for a second? That's some beard.
Can we take a picture of that beard and then just share the beard?
We'll need Senor Ding Dong's permission.
Senor Ding Dong, if with a name like that, he won't mind us posting a photo of his beard.
With a beard like that. Serious pride in that beard.
With a Nagin hanging over.
At Christmas time, like you could decorate.
Put baubles on it, like.
Yeah.
Lights.
Tinsel.
Confetti, tinsel.
I love it. That was the Doyle's Corner. I went up to Doyle's Corner to check it out to see if it was any different to what it was
before.
No different to what it was before. And there was no music or anything. I was like, where's the fucking music? I thought Kevin James was going to be there 24/7 playing.
Just sitting on a chair singing?
Yeah.
You'd think that, wouldn't you?
I thought someone would be in the corner singing. It's kind of where I went there.
Okay, right. Was it a weekend?
Yeah, it was the weekend just gone. Yeah. Is that a Bose bar?
The old lady loved there.
It is.
We've had another photo here for you, Joe, from Corey this time.
Oh my God.
The question is, Joe, is this your front door? It is, I don't know where this is, but it's a very, very long, narrow door. That's the joke.
Is that because he's tall?
Oh, it's because I'm tall.
It's just interesting that they're coming at you with pictures this week.
Does that have a picture?
Yeah.
Show me. What if it is?
It's just a long, narrow door. What did I tell you? See?
Let's see.
That's not a long narrow. That's pretty standard height, and it's just very narrow. Definitely narrow.
That's, I don't know. I think it's longer than usual.
That's a long door.
I'm not that tall, am I? Am I really tall? I'm just used to
I feel like
me,
you're like... tall, but like people always say, even just there a minute ago, like, geez, I stand beside the two of yous.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Make me feel like a freak.
I've encountered people taller than me and you.
Yeah. I'd say I'm pretty average height, I would say.
What's average height?
6 foot. 6 foot.
Six
would be
foot
average,
average.
No, I'd say
5 something.
5'10", 5'9".
Do you think we're tall?
Yeah, you are tall. It's not a subjective thing.
Like freakishly tall? Like, no. Where, in a weird way, you're like, whoa, the fucking height of this fucker's coming in.
Like, if you didn't notice, it's the first thing you notice that we're tall.
Right. Can we move this on?
What was your first impression of me?
Is everything all right between me and you?
James wants to know, he says, on the subject of Joe's feelings about tipping.
Classic.
He's basically saying people will tip a delivery driver.
Mm-hmm.
Why not the postman?
Well, I wouldn't tip a delivery driver.
Yes, he acknowledges
that. I tip
that
a delivery driver, I wouldn't tip a postman.
Why not?
It's your job.
It's the delivery driver's job too.
Ah, it's different. Same, well, but different.
Is it because you have to go to, if you had a takeaway box on your door or on the front of your house, they just left it in there, would you still tip them?
He'd live €2 in it.
Why not do it for the postman?
That's his job.
It's the same thing.
It's delivering the driver's job.
No. I don't know.
If anything, a postman.
I think it's just because it's a thing. People tip a delivery driver, field delivery driver, and people don't tip a postman.
I think you don't ask for post as well. Sometimes post is just imposed on you.
Imagine getting a fucking package every time you get a package to the gaff, you give them a fiver.
That's what you're doing with the takeaway. Every time, just because there's food inside it.
But it's like what he said. Sometimes you don't expect post, you just get post.
Yeah, it just kind of comes to you. But don't.
Oh, thanks. Oh, I wasn't
driver.
Expecting that. Here's €2, man.
Yeah. And the postman probably.
The day it comes to that, today, I disagree with tipping anybody to come to you, though.
Is it still a thing that postmen get Christmas presents? Do you get a Christmas present for your postman?
No.
Let me put that to you, the listener.
I don't even know my postman. I haven't seen my postman in 4 years. I get posts, but never seen him. Haven't seen him once.
What about when you answer the door to get a package?
It's never really on post, though.
Oh, isn't it?
Well, it's obviously DPD or something.
Yeah.
Fastways. Postman just delivers letters.
But it's always the same DPD driver, no?
Yeah.
My driver knows my name and everything.
The driver that comes to my gaff goes to my man's gaff as well. He's a nice fella.
He knows everything about
me. I like the jolly drivers.
They're all jolly.
They're not.
Oh.
No, they're not. When you get them off Amazon, they boot your door and then leave it outside and go and scream in your letterbox. Yeah.
They play heads and volleys with your package.
Left that there, yeah. Takes a photo of it. It's in a fucking bush. Outside the estate. What the fuck?
You're talking about fast way here.
Slow way.
Fast, yes. Getting a fast way package like it. Probably just
I got one there.
Through the window at some stage.
I got one.
On someone else's house.
I got a package there a while back, and I get them delivered to me mask off because it's just awkward with the apartment, and then sometimes you never end. They just do leave it in a bush. And my man sent me a photo saying, what's this all about? And it was a photo of the package, and on it, it had a permanent marker. You up there in Conway, you back in the gym, bro, or something like that. And I was like,
Jesus Christ. Yeah. It's kind of scary.
Yeah, so I'd put a different name on me.
When you're getting deliveries? When
I'm getting deliveries, I just put Will Smith on it.
Believe that.
I don't put Will Smith on it.
That sounds so believable.
No, I just put on Amy's name. Just don't like getting cryptic messages.
Yeah. If you're getting a delivery or if you're getting something off the postman, just give him a high five and say thank you sincerely. And he'll appreciate that. And he'll know next time not to hang around for a tip because he doesn't want to be high-fiving either.
I suppose on Christmas, if you give them a bottle of drink or something or a little gift set, they look after you for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
They make sure you get that package.
Yeah, they won't boot it over your back garden.
No. No, they wouldn't do that. But no, I wouldn't tip a postman. Ever. I think that's ridiculous.
Bottle of whiskey. And the bin man. Some people get the bin man presents.
I think that's a thing of the past.
Is it?
That's an old fashioned thing, is it?
I don't know. I think some people still do it.
Do you tip your bin man? Do you give your bin man a present on Christmas?
No, I think since they privatised the bin companies, it's a lot less personal service, isn't it?
Is it?
I think, well, you know, yeah.
They've privatised.
Do you see the same bin man twice?
I never see the bin man. And again, they don't deserve tips either. They take your bin and fucking leave it in someone else's garden and I'll fuck it that.
Depends which company again. It's a bit like the deliveries. There's one company around who collects around our area and you see the lads are like at the crack of dawn, they're sprinting. It's clearly not enough of them sent to do the job. Yeah. And they're sprinting and then an hour later you walk out and there's bins just left all over the place because they obviously don't have the time to put them back. Poor lads, like, and I saw them one morning, they look lost. They're running up and down the street.
It's not a time thing. I mean, it's a time thing in the sense that they just want to be finished as soon as possible.
Maybe.
But the bin truck's going around in Ford gear.
I got offered a job as a bin man before.
You got a job as a bin man?
I was offered one. I applied for it and then I went to an interview, yeah, and they were like, yeah, do you want that? And I was like, no.
Why? Why'd you do the interview?
Said it's a load of rubbish.
Hey.
Fuck
off. I said, look at that. I don't like that contract. It's a load of rubbish. Then I went, and then walked out.
It's worth it.
This is a paid advertisement for BetterHelp Therapy Online.
BetterHelp are supporting the podcast this month and they're encouraging people to say thank you to someone important to them.
Thank you, mammy.
Thank you, mammy, as well. My mammy. Your mammy. My mammy as well.
Thanks, ma. And thanks, granny.
We should probably do that more, thanking people.
Feels good, doesn't it?
We could do it thanking ourselves too.
Maybe, yeah, from time to time. Thanks very much for everything.
To yourself.
To myself, yeah.
Well, you have to be good to yourself too, Darren.
We spent a few hours playing Rocket League last night. Does that count?
Well, it was more thinking something a bit more substantial.
Such as?
Well, therapy can be a good way to do that.
Do you think so?
Yeah. If you can find the right therapist, it can be great.
And BetterHelp is a good starting point.
Absolutely. It's all done online, so it's convenient for you. It's flexible and you don't need to add to your worries by trying to make an appointment.
Handy number.
All you have to do is go to betterhelp.com/stall. And you get 10% off. Get on there, fill out a short questionnaire, and then they'll match you up with the right therapist for you.
Right, that sounds good. Thanks for that.
And they have over 5,000 therapists in the UK already. BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Let the gratitude flow with BetterHelp.com. Our listeners get 10% off the first month at betterhelp.com/stall. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/stall. STALL.
Thanks, Ma. Thank you, Ma. Thanks, everyone.
And yourself. Thank yourself.
Thank you, Darren. Thanks. Thanks for looking after yourself.
Ah, we didn't talk about your fucking experience in the men's shed on the main episode.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't have time for that now.
Was it good?
It's all right, like, yeah.
Fuck! Oh, it's time about underwater aliens.
You probably would have got a half an hour out of that.
Ah, we spent all that time talking about.
We'll keep it for next week then. Something mad happened as well, like really mad.
Really?
Yeah.
Ed.
Only messing. Nothing mad happened. It's good though.
Good to get out. No, get in there to the community.
Would you go back?
No.
It's just a lot of old men.
Yeah.
I'd go back if I was retired. Definitely.
Yeah. Did you make a boardhouse?
Space. No. They do make boardhouses though.
I say, oh, there's loads in it. There's blading loads in it. Fucking hell. What? Have any more questions there?
Is there more questions?
Yes, there is one. PJ says.
PJ Gallagher?
Or he asks.
Is it PJ Gallagher? I don't think a camera fella.
It's not PJ Gallagher.
Jake's do.
Just got off the email. It's not PJ Gallagher.
That's not him, is it?
Right, this is our weekly weird one. Would you rather Jurassic Park in a giant fish tank style setup?
Ooh, brackets, amazing.
Brackets, yes, they can eat each other in your home, or to own a field near your home that contains a flock of giant guinea pigs who are tame and friendly to you, but can be turned on your enemies if you so wish. Regards, PJ.
I don't fucking like guinea pigs. I think they're horrible.
I hate guinea pigs. Just
very
like
decisive on this.
Yeah, for very much.
Oh, guinea pigs aren't like rats.
Ah, they bleed now.
They're very fluffy.
They're part of the mice family. The rat mice family.
It doesn't say how giant. Are we talking like Godzilla size or the size of a sheep?
I'd say cow.
Cow, yeah.
Oh, that would be awful.
Bring it down the shops.
It'd be awful, wouldn't it?
Get a jaunt off them down the shops.
Yeah, you could do that.
No, you couldn't do
make it. A few bob.
I think a little tank full of Jurassic Park is quite pleasing.
Yeah.
The thoughts of that. It's quite,
it'd have to be pretty big, be though, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Your mini T-Rex. I suppose how, it depends how small the dinosaurs are.
Wouldn't that be something?
That'd would, be so yeah. cute.
Imagine that in the gaff.
The T-Rex be eating everyone.
Ah, but tiny. You'd be just nibbling at you and all. And it's in a tank like
yeah,
a,
but to
a,
them, they'd be like their own size. Like they'd be just eating each other.
Yeah. But you just you just throw like a
picking up that shite and all.
Ah, but they'd be little tiny little lovely shites.
Little tiny that little is. Lovely shites.
Little dinosaur pills.
You got all the little car and all that, the Jurassic Park car. It's the little mini people in there as well. Like fucking Jeff Goldblum. Does he come with it?
I suppose so, yeah. Well, if it's Jurassic Park, yeah, it's not just a dinosaur wilderness, it's Jurassic Park, so I suppose they're all there.
That'd be absolutely class. Like, that's such an exciting prospect.
But do you have to make, like, do you have to keep an eye on things? Because, you know, famously.
I think you'd have to, yeah.
A theme like, park with a lot of problems.
You're the maintenance fella. It's in your gaff, you have to look after.
Like, if the fences go down in the middle of the night, are you getting out of bed?
And they all were out in the gaff.
And there's like the raptors are getting out and they're chasing Jeff Goldblum around the house. It's Jurassic Park. It's not just a dinosaur theme park. It's the worst dinosaur theme park.
It just, that wouldn't happen though because it's tiny. You just take a little goldfish bowl. It's
Jurassic Park.
No, it has to
I'd be worried about the flying ones. The pterodactyls. They could fly out. Just took the lid off.
Yeah.
Playing the fish tank.
Only like a little fly going around the gaff though.
Just with an electric tennis racket. Like, ah, well, that's them extinct.
Just catch them and just cup them and put them back in.
Oh, that'd be horrible. It'd be like catching a moth.
Oh, disgusting.
Yeah. It wouldn't be nice.
I'll go with the Jurassic Park one, though. That's fucking deadly.
Yeah, I'll take that. Thanks very much. Interesting question, though, PJ.
Thank you for that.
Thought provoking.
Is that it, then?
Yep.
That would have been better.
Sorry.
Or longer.
Well, there was a video. So someone sent in a video of a very complicated looking BMX trick.
Oh, an impressive one.
Yeah. So it's a very, it's a very visual assault on Joe this week.
Yeah.
Images, videos. We need, it doesn't really translate to the audio format, does it?
No,
it doesn't.
Audio medium.
No.
So people, please, don't be so lazy. Take a second. Write some insults to Joe.
Yeah.
Let's and compliments to me.
Yeah.
Give Darren some compliments.
Thank you.
See you on Wednesday.
I'll see you on Wednesday.
Bye.
Bye.
Wednesday.
Saying goodbye is always hard, isn't it?
Yeah. This is a paid advertisement for BetterHelp Therapy Online.
BetterHelp are supporting the podcast this month and they're encouraging people to say thank you to someone important to them. Darren, say thank you to someone important to you.
Thank you to someone important to me.
Thank you, Ma.
Thanks, Ma, for being important to me. And thanks, Amy, my fiancé, for being important.
Two people. Yeah, two. You're thanking everyone.
Oh, I'll thank everyone while I'm here.
Good man, he said, I'll thank Maura. Ma? Sometimes I'm not so sure. You know who else we should thank?
The postman.
Yeah, but ourselves was here, was where I was going.
Was here, was where?
Ourselves. Thank ourselves.
Thank ourselves?
Yeah.
I don't do that very often. Probably a little harder on myself, to be honest.
Exactly, we all are. But we're all doing our best here, aren't we?
That's a fair point.
Well, a good way to start showing yourself a bit of thanks is to give yourself a little me time. And therapy can be a good way of doing that.
Really?
Yeah. If you can find the right therapist, it can be brilliant.
And BetterHelp is a good starting point.
Absolutely. It's all done online, so it's convenient for you. It's flexible and you don't need to add to your worries by trying to have to make an appointment.
Handy number.
Hate appointments. All you have to do is go to betterhelp.com/stall and you get 10% off. Get on there, fill out a short questionnaire and then they match you up with the right therapist for you.
Right, that sounds good.
Yeah, and we're over 5,000 therapists in the UK already. BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Let the gratitude flow with BetterHelp. Our listeners get 10% off the first month at betterhelp.com/stall. That's betterhelp.com/stall.